This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, the editor and publisher of the City Wire, covering business, politics, and culture in the Fort Smith region. Michael, having a good week so far?
So far, it's a great week. Love the temperatures. It's nice. It's very busy here in this part of the world, though.
Lots of business news this week, sort of roll-up-your-sleeves business news, starting with Walmart reporting earnings for this week.
Right, and you know, you don't want to make too much of what the earnings may mean for the economy, for the national economy, but, you know, the consumer continues to not shop at Walmart or not shop much. I mean, and some of the reports are that some of the business that Walmart is losing is going to some of the dollar stores. That's a function of them just having lower prices and not having to drive as far to the Walmarts because of gas prices higher. So there are folks who are raising legitimate concerns about the health of the consumer when Walmart is losing business to even lower price stores. But it was the seventh consecutive quarter that their same store sales dropped in the U.S. And and on top of that, Kyle, the company officers aren't providing just a ray of sunshine in their guidance for 2011. So, for all of those who said the recession ended a couple of years ago, this makes that point even more interesting.
Early in the week, I think Monday, on Ozarks Large, we had someone from the AAA who said gas prices could get maybe to $3.50 a gallon. Now you have a report on thecitywire.com that says we could be looking at $4 a gallon.
Yeah, well, don't blame us, Kyle. there's just so much uncertainty, and I mean, Middle East turmoil. I mean, how many times through the past two decades you and I have been reporting, how many times have we used that Middle East turmoil term to talk about gas prices going back up? But they could, and the Energy Information Administration, which is a U.S. agency, suggested it could hit $4 a gallon, and I understand, Kyle, that in some places in New York and in California, they're already approaching $4 a gallon.
I know that this week there was a dramatic bump over a couple of days for some places that saw a 20-cent increase overnight almost.
Right. You know, I filled up my truck yesterday, and it took a clean $72 to do that. That hurts, yeah.
Hmm. And more news of rates going up, a study suggesting that Fort Smith water rate increases could take place soon?
Right, man. You know, directors are running, seven city directors are running for cover on this, but, you know, they just raised the rates less than 60 days ago, and they're probably going to have to raise them another 5% in 2011 and then another 5% in 2012. People are saying this is the wrong time to be raising them, but, this is one of those times I feel sorry for the city board. Unfortunately, in Fort Smith for so long, we have not covered the true cost of what it costs to provide water and sewer services. They try to keep the price low, but at some point that all catches up with you. I mean, you know, you got to catch up. In fact, Kyle, some of the service connection fees that the city charges were set back when Reagan was in his first term.
President Reagan was in his first term.
Correct. So, You think costs maybe have gone up a little bit since then?
Probably so.
So that's what, to some extent, that's what the board's up against. However, it doesn't make them popular. And that's when you know, it's hard to explain to 85,000 people that, you know, gosh, we haven't done a good job in the past 10 or 15 years making sure our costs were being covered. Now we're going to have to do it all in one fell swoop. That, no matter how legitimate the reason may be, it's going to be hard for them to sell it.
In Little Rock, the 88th General Assembly, both chambers are passing tax cut measures. Governor Beebe and Richard Weiss, the Department of Finance and Administration Director, both say there isn't money in the budget to absorb this revenue not coming into the tax coffers. Could be setting up for an interesting final few weeks of the Assembly.
Right. You know, it started out slow. Some of these tax cuts are coming through. Beebe so far has, in fact, he may sign the tax break for manufacturers for their utility costs. Senator Gilbert Baker from Conway wants to raise or effectively lower the used car tax. That would cost the state revenue about $7.4 million a year. The manufacturing cut would cost about $7 million, as much as maybe $20 million by year three. So, yeah, these are all going to cost money. And a side effect, a potential side effect of that, Kyle, is that that general improvement fund, you remember that block of money that the legislators all get to play with and take to their districts every year and say, look what I did for my district. There may not be as much for that this year because, well, there may not be enough left over when you factor in the tax cuts and what BB and what they're trying to do to maintain education funding, Medicare, Medicaid, and prison funding. There may not be a lot of leftover money.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the City Wire, which covers business, politics, sports, culture, and much more for the Fort Smith region and beyond. Michael, thank you for your time.
Hey, as always, good to do it.